Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Larry?
Yes.
Hi, Larry. This is Alex, and I work with Zach. I'm calling about your property in Nelson's Bridge Road. Did I catch you at the bad time?
No, I can listen.
Great. So, yes, I just wanted to give you a call to introduce myself that, you know, my name is Alex, and I work with Zach, and I am one of the persons that's actually in charge of the deal, and I'm the transaction coordinator for this, you know, this property. And I just wanted to give you an update on the Nelson's Bridge Road lot property. I wanted to let you know, Larry, that, you know, we're still actively working on it. But, you know, I wanted to let you know that it's taking a bit more time to move forward.
I'm listening.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to also let you know and be aware of the feedback that we're receiving from our partner investors. You know, as I don't know if Zach talked to you about it, but, you know, we are trying to move forward with the property, and it's just like requires additional work before we can, you know, totally proceed. Some of our partners need to conduct soil tests for the wetland, and, you know, others are considering subdividing the property as well. So just those things, it's like, you know, causing a bit of delay. But, you know, Larry, I just wanted to ensure you that we're doing everything that we can to, you know, find the right partner for this property.
She's not going to pull you back into...
Yeah. I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but I believe that the time limit on the property has ended. Is that correct?
Yes. Let me pull it up, actually. By chance, did you get the addendum for the time extension for this property?
Say what?
The addendum for... I believe Zach actually sent you something via email for the timeline of this property. This was initially, it looks like the original closing date that was set here was August 22nd, but it was extended.
And who approved that?
Given the circumstances, it was approved.
Let me see.
I'm sorry, a start?
Well, I'd consider that a slap on the wrist, considering what your daughter did.
Okay, Sharon, hang on a second. What our daughter did was a stupid mistake that millions of kids have been making for years.
I'm actually just trying to see the conversation that you had with Zach. Can you maybe fill me in? What was the last conversation that you had with him?
Well, that's not for me
to... I don't know. He said he didn't think he'd get 200 and offer me possibly 100, and he had to say he had a call, so he ended the conversation there, and I told him that I didn't find that agreeable, and as far as an extension, I wasn't in agreement with that either. So I don't know anything about getting an addendum to the contract or anything like that. And if I did, I would have had to sign it. I know that.
Right, because what I have here is that, you know, the addendum or for the extension to close is as per the original purchase agreement that you have is, I think all parties agree to extend the original close date. From August 22nd or a reasonable time thereafter. So I think that was the reason why we actually tried to extend the agreement. And like I said, I don't know if Zach talked to you about this the last time, but I'm here to, you know, clarify things with you. As per what I have here, it looks like the agreement was extended until December the 13th of this year.
I never signed in the papers agreement to extend it through December.
I mean, I think I know what's the reason why. As I told you earlier, that some of our partners wanted to conduct a soil test for the wetland, and that may really take some time to conduct those tests. So, I mean, some of our partners actually made some due diligence and called the county for the property, and it's just like, you know, one of the requirements that they need in order for them to develop the land.
Like I said, I sent an email back to him, I believe, and said I was not interested in extension and not going to accept no $100,000 for the property. Now, the things that you're telling me about December 13th and all that, I'm not familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first time that you're hearing it from me or from anyone from us. Okay. Well, Larry, I wanted to apologize. I thought this was really communicated, and this was supposed to be communicated over to you. But like as per the original purchase agreement that I have here, it looks like let me just pull it up. I think we sent this to you. Did you not receive it via email? Didn't receive any of it?
No.
Okay. Nope. Well, let me check on my end. But I just wanted to clarify one thing, Larry. Are you still, like, because what I have here is, based on what I have here from the documents, Larry, is the agreement is still valid up to this point, just because it was extended. But I wanted
Wait a minute. Let me just stop you for a moment. How can it be extended if both parties have agreed to it? An extension.
Well, on the original closing terms and condition that you have, I'm just gonna have to read it. It says that the closing shall occur on before the August 22nd. Or a reasonable time thereafter. And after that sentence, the buyer may choose to extend this contract, which is us, by written notification to the seller during the period.
And you're saying, you're hanging your hat on the fact that you don't have to have an agreement with me. You can just up and extend it to December, and then in December, extend it to March of next year or whatever.
I'm not saying that it will take that long. What I'm saying is that the reason why we've extended it, because as per the original, you know, terms and condition that stated on the purchase agreement, it says here that we would extend it, or we can extend it on a reasonable time, as long as, you know, a written notification will be sent to you. And I think we did send it to you via email, but I didn't know that, you know, it was not communicated to you over the phone.
Well, two problems with that. One, I have not received an email saying that you're going to extend it to December. And number two, if you were doing business and you were wanted to in good faith, you would have to at least let me know, because this is kind of one-sided. You and what's considered to be reasonable,
right,
haven't even been determined. Who's saying what's reasonable? you're saying the buyer saying. Well, if the buyer is Zach, then these other people don't have anything to do with it. But Zach, when he signed this contract, there's nothing on there about him that I'm aware of or recall that he's going to go out and try to find buyers, and then when he find a buyer, he's going to sell it to them. And I don't have a problem with that, but if he hasn't done anything, he's just tying up my time and whatever else I may want to do with the property. I may not even sell it at this point in time, but at the end of the day, it's not ethical.
Right, and I understand
your... And I didn't hear anything from him from the time we signed this contract until sometime in August when he called and talking about he can't... he found something about water on the property. I said...
Wetland?
You don't know anything about water being on the property? There's a creek running behind the Nelson Bridge side. And he said, well, send me a plaque of the property. Come on now. Mm-hmm. If he's trying to sell this property and we signed the paper back, when was this initial contract?
May. Oh, wow.
Okay. And now it's August before he do anything? That's not good faith. I don't think any court in the land is going to support that position that you guys are taking.
You know what, Ari, I would kind of agree with you on that. Hearing that, like, I don't know what was the previous conversation or really the situation, because I'm just hearing this from you right now. I wanted to apologize if, you know, we've miscommunicated, or if ever that this was not, you know, really communicated over to you. And I understand that you might really be frustrated about what's going on. But I wanted to know that we're 100% committed to making this work. You know, we're talking to different partners and trying different approaches, but because of the challenges with the area, and I think it's because of the wetland, you know, it's just going to take more time than we thought. And again, I'm really sorry that, you know, the timeline was not communicated over to you properly. That was really our miss.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not interested in extending anything. If you're going to wait until August to do it, you know, to get back with me, hadn't heard a word from you, I don't know what you've done in the meantime, and then come up to talking about you need to extend this out, I think that's just a ploy on their part to just have control over the land. So when if somebody do happen to come up and buy it, they can sell it. But at the end of the day, it's no signature. And any corresponding with me about December 13th or anything else, and then you're saying language in that reasonable time. That, you, when you talk about reasonable time, this is not my only property and not my first time selling property and having connections. Matter of fact, my wife is a realtor. And
yes, sir.
And I have a lot of other people who are and lawyers and all this and that has worked with us and on other properties we've sold. And to sit here and tell me that what you're presenting to me is reasonable doesn't fly.
Now,
if he's willing to go to court on that, then I'm ready. Because I'm not gonna accept that as a
yes,
term.
Sir.
He came back and he said to me, he could probably see, and he hemmed and hung around like some player. and talk about, well, I don't think I can get to 200. I don't see how I can put out 200. I said, well, what kind of number are you talking about? He said, maybe 100. Well, I got the original owners I bought the property from want to buy it back for 100.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm real sorry that that was the experience that you had. I don't know. You're still open to selling it, and that's what we're trying to still do. You know, we're trying to make
but
it work.
See, that's where you're wrong, man. See, I don't know what you think, but he probably feels like he got somebody that wants to, is dying and want to get rid of the property and need the money. That's the farthest thing from the truth.
Oh, no, sir. I
don't have to sell it. Keep that in mind, okay? I don't need the money. I don't have to sell it. I'm selling a piece of property. Matter of fact, September 1st is the closing day for $350,000. So I don't need the $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
The property that I live in is $1 million, $1.2 million. So I'm not trying to insult you or anything like that to kill the messenger, but I'm not hard up to sell this property.
Right.
And it's the way you go about it, it makes a difference.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I'm going to probably communicate this over with the team, but hey, you know, like at this point,
well,
I'm not really sure.
Let me just tell you this. If you got the 200, it's one thing. If you don't have the 200, close the books and let's get on with our lives, because I'm not selling any penny less.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'll communicate that over with the team, Larry. Really, I just wanted to know what's really going on with this property, because I know that it's been going on for so long. Like you've said, we have this since May. And yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and try to see what I can do on my end and then just give you an update.
So what is, and I don't, let's see. Are you from the attorney office that's handling the closing, who has the deposit, or you're someone that's working with him?
I'm not. I'm actually someone that's working with Zach. I'm the transaction coordinator or just the assistant. You know, we're trying to just look up on some of the deals that we have, and I just noticed that this deal has been with us for like how many months now, and I just wanted to give you an update on, you know, what's going on. But I'm not from someone from the attorney's office, but I am the one who's coordinating with them as well.
Mm-hmm. And what is your name?
My name is Alex, sir. Alex.
Alex?
Yeah, like A-L-E-X.
A-L. And your telephone number?
My phone number is this one. It's 804-408-4048. It's just
4048. Yeah, a lot of fours and
yeah.
A lot of eights here. Like I said, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I mean, it is what it is. And he's had this time and hasn't done anything. And I don't see how waiting until December is going to.
Right. It's just like, I think when Zach communicated that with you, for like August, we have like some interested buyers who wanted to do the property, but they said that they have to do the soil test, and that will take them 4 months or 3 to 4 months to do the soil test. I think that was communicated, or that was supposed to be communicated. That's why we are actually asked, or we asked for an extension, or we sent out the extension. But unfortunately, it was not.
4 to 3 months for a soil test.
Three to four months.
And how much time and loss am I suffered from the use of the property to rent out to somebody else, the hunting season, the timber on there and all that? What's happening with that during that time?
I'm sorry. I said,
what are my losses extending to December? Which now you're in the driver's seat if I sign a contract extending to December, and you have hunt clubs and want to rent the property, you have timber, and all these kind of things that I could be making money off of.
I understand, but I don't think I have an answer to that.
I know you wouldn't. I feel sorry for you. I really do. Because if this man was legit, he'll be calling me, telling me the straight up truth himself.
He's actually not with us right now. So that's why I'm doing the call. I don't know if he's going to be back, but I really hate this part of my job. But
let me give you some advice. Take it or leave it, doesn't it?
Okay.
At the end of the day, at this point, the best way for all parties is just to be straight up and with what's going on. And you may get this deal, you may not, but at the end of the day, the word is going to get out.
And
right. You're going to lose business. I got 3 lots of land in Louisa County. Why would I entertain listening with you guys, giving you guys an opportunity if I had a bad experience on this particular property? Now, the interesting thing, the day I came up and signed the papers, he was arguing on the phone with somebody about something very similar to what we have here. It shouldn't be no misagreement with on what's going on. It should be in writing and very clear.
Right.
So this doesn't come as a surprise to me that he wants to hitch and move on. And never once did he mention to me that he was looking for other people to make this deal come through.
Right.
It doesn't surprise me. It's what I suspected. But that shouldn't be a surprise. That should be in writing in the contract so that everybody's on the same sheet of music. If I wanted to move on and extend it, I can do so.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to choose who you want to do business with. That's the biggest key.
I appreciate the advice. Like, I believe with you. I believe in you 100%. And again, I'm really sorry. I really didn't know that was going on. We're supposed to really contact you sooner, but this is what happens. So I don't know. What I can do is, I'm going to communicate this with the team. I wanted to be you know, really honest with you that we actually still have the property up where we're looking for partners that we can do the deal with. And we have like a couple of people that really shown interest. And I think the only thing that's holding them back is like the wetland part of it. You know, one of our partners actually called the county. They asked for some requirements. The county said that we're going to have to do a wetland soil test for the property. And it will take like three to four months. So I guess that was also not communicated over with you, you know, by Zach.
Well, you can talk to whoever you need to talk to, then, I guess maybe Monday or Tuesday I'll hear back from you.
Yes, that would be great. I'd love to. You know, our team would really need to communicate what's really going on. And I think this is a good lesson to do our sales training as well. I'm going to communicate this with the team. And it's either me or probably my manager will give you a call back.
And who's your manager?
Her name is B. She's really good. So I'll have to talk to her about what's going on as well, about the extension that you were not advised and all of those things. Then I'll definitely make sure to call you back, not later than Tuesday.
Well, and see, here's the deal. He could have said something on the phone about wanting to extend it to December or something like that. But am I crazy to think that the way in this world we do business, one party said they want to extend it and the other party doesn't get an opportunity to agree and we sign off on an extension? Because that's what I did with one of the pieces of land I have in Mecklenburg County. So why is it, what's different about this particular property?
I know what you mean with that. It's just that this is how just the agreement is what we have here. So maybe I can go ahead and send a feedback to our team or to the person who actually drafted the contract. But I know what you mean, so.
Well, I can tell you, it's just a right and wrong way of doing business, and I'm not happy about it. And
yes, sir, I know.
And I'm not going to accept it. So it's just, you know. But I'll wait and talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Or before.
All right. I mean, I appreciate you talking to me and also your patience with me and what's going on, Larry. Again, I will make sure to call you back either Monday or Tuesday to give you an update back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and I hope you have yourself a nice weekend.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.